It's All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Computers do a lot of work for us, control components in our cars, help us check out at the grocery store, and count our money at the ATM. But can computers create human-quality music and literature? A new series of contests at Dartmouth College is seeking algorithms that can create works of art that pass as creations of human musicians and authors. Here now to discuss these contests is Dan Rockmore. He's the director of the Newcomb Institute for Computational Science at Dartmouth. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
These contests are called Digilit, Poetics, and Algorithms, and starting next school year, they'll put computer-generated works of music and literature to the test. What will those tests be?
Digilit is the challenge to write an algorithm that will create human-like short story, as if you might have found in the output, so to speak, of a class in creative writing. Poetics is the challenge for an algorithm to create a sonnet. And algorithms is the challenge for a computer to act like a dance floor DJ, of all things. So to mix in some seamless and beautiful and energetic way a playlist that an audience responds to.
And how will these works of art or works of computer-generated art be evaluated?
So for the literary stuff, we'll have panels of judges, and the judges will read the machine-generated work intermingled with human-generated work. It all sounds so antiseptic, doesn't it? And then they'll just try to basically find the one or guess the one that was done by the machine. In the case of the dance music, that's a little bit more complicated, and the way in which we envision it is that the actual creator of the music will be hidden from the dancers, and then they'll vote thumbs up or thumbs down, so to speak, after they're set as to whether they think it was human or machine generated.
Computers have already been generating stories to some extent. They've been used, for example, in putting together some simple news stories.
Yes, it's true. We've seen in the news lately that machines can generate things like journal articles or business reports. The truth is, I mean, machines have actually been doing that for a long time, certainly from the point of view of business reports. An Excel spreadsheet is basically a business report, and then you can interpolate it with some text. So machines have been providing us with information, even maybe in a stripped-down narrative form for a while. What I would hope is a little bit more interesting or more novel about our competitions is this. In the short story competition, in the Digilit competition, the algorithm actually has to be able to create a narrative. The algorithm is meant to respond to a prompt, a noun phrase prompt, like hat or cat or dog or wedding.
So it may come up with something like a man lost his hat and goes on a journey to find it or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yes. So there's the onus of having a story attached to it. Similarly, in the sonnet competition in poetics, it again is to respond to a prompt, and then it has to adhere to a very interesting and fertile constraint. Those kind of both strictures, as well as freedoms, I suppose, make these competitions, I think, a little bit more challenging.
And what would that say to you if the judges end up convinced that the computer-generated work was actually created by a human?
On the one hand, it might mean that what we are reading today might feel more machine-like in some way. On the other hand, it would mean, I suppose, that there are very creative people out there who can actually integrate literary ideas and computational ideas in such a way that they're creating by their own way interesting narratives and interesting poems. So I don't think we've reached any particular apocalypse when that happens. What we might really find should that happen is that we've come to a new place of human creativity and machine kind of processing.
So there's some prize money involved in this as well.
There is. Now you're going to ask me what it is.
I take it the money's not the important part for you.
It's not. I mean, the money's a nice carrot for a lot of people. If any of the computers pass the challenge, so to speak, of creating something that we believe was human-generated, those teams win $5,000. then if none of them succeed, then there are a range of prizes for just doing great work as judged by the panels. My guess is that most people won't be doing it for the money. You know, good work, it's nice to see good work rewarded. And the money, to be honest, does give the competition a little bit more visibility. What my collaborators and I are hoping for is that this inspires all sorts of interesting new work. There are all kinds of challenges in computer science, and potentially interesting or novel sort of twist is to have this humanities kind of integration with it.
Dan Rockmore, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Peter. It was fun.